This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 15th. God's word to you today is judgment. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 12, verse 12, and it says, "On that night, I will pass through the land of Egypt and strike down every firstborn son and firstborn male animal in the land of Egypt. I will execute judgment against all the gods of Egypt, for I am the Lord." The 10 sequential disasters or plagues God unleashed on Egypt were targeted at the gods of Egypt. The first plague, turning the Nile to blood, was a judgment against Apis, the god of the Nile, Isis, goddess of the Nile, and Khnum, guardian of the Nile. With this one plague, God judged all the three gods. The third plague of frogs was a judgment against Hekate, the frog-headed goddess of birth. The third plague of gnats was a judgment on Set, the god of the desert. The fourth plague, flies, was a judgment on Uatchit, the fly god. The fifth plague, the death of livestock, was a judgment on the cattle goddess, Hathor. The sixth plague of boils was a judgment against the gods of health and disease, Sekhmet and Sunnu. The seventh plague of hail attacked Nut, the sky goddess, Osiris, the crop fertility god, and Set, the storm god. The eighth plague of locust again focused on Nut, Osiris, and Set. Some of their gods had different areas of influence, but God dealt with all of them. The ninth plague, darkness, was aimed at the sun god, Ra, who was symbolized by Pharaoh himself. The tenth and last plague, the death of the firstborn males, was a judgment on Isis, the protector of children. Knowing that God was executing judgment against the gods of Egypt helps us better appreciate Miriam's songs of worship in Exodus 15:11 from the King James Version, which says, "Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Miriam was acknowledging that God is in a class of his own. It begins to make sense that the songs that flowed after were in praise to God, a God that is higher than every other God. This same God is issuing this command to every Pharaoh right now: "Let my people go." Peradventure Pharaoh refuses, there will be casualties. Ephesians 6 verse 12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." When the human representation is unrepentant, there will be casualties. The Prince of Persia, referred to in the book of Daniel, was a spiritual principality over that nation. But the earthly ruler of Persia was so knitted to the spiritual representation that it was impossible to deal with the spiritual representation and not see an immediate impact on the physical person. Exodus 8 verse 19 from the King James Version says, "This is the finger of God," the magicians exclaimed to Pharaoh. But Pharaoh's heart remained hard. He wouldn't listen to them. God puts people tagged for destruction on this path. Let us pray. Lord, execute instant judgment on every god of Egypt in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.